Selling to Zebras. How to close 90% of the business you pursue faster, more easily, and more profitably. Authors: Jeff Koser, Chad Koser. Many salespeople work themselves to death trying to hunt all possible prospects. However, such an approach, one that is dedicated to quantity rather than quality, is unlikely to bear any fruit. Why? Because competition is fierce, and there are many competitors in the same field, which makes products and services pretty much alike. People become increasingly confused as to which company they should buy from. All these circumstances call for a new strategy, other than the activity-driven one, which is time and effort-consuming, and results scarce. What is a zebra? Salespeople are like lions hunting for their prey. Experienced lions don't waste their time and energy over many scattered opportunities. Rather, they focus on the prey that is worth their energy, such as zebras. Therefore, zebras are a metaphor for the right prospects because they are unique in the sense that you are most likely to close sales with them, that you know for sure your product or services will satisfy their needs, and that you would spend time with their decision makers. By focusing only on zebras, you will have a chance of closing 90% of the business in your pipeline. Developing your zebra profile. The zebra profile outlines the characteristics of companies that represent your best opportunities. To follow the zebra way, you have to focus on the way your prospects behave, find patterns in the way they shop for and purchase a solution, the way they buy from others, and the overall way they conduct business. These are categories that create the foundation of the zebra profile. 1. Company characteristics. Evaluate your best customers and the last 5 deals. Delve deep into the goals of your customers and how you can further these goals. 2. Operational characteristics. Consider who is responsible for operations and who the end users are in your customer set. 3. Technology characteristics. You have to know which customer technology create a competitive advantage and which create competitive challenge. 4. Service characteristics. Most companies consider service a key differentiator and their service personnel to be top in the industry. But be honest with how you compare with competitors. Analyze your service capabilities against customer expectations. 5. Access to power. This is the decision-making level. You have to analyze how your past deal has been affected by your access to power. You have to know who power is in the deals you've won, and in your best customers. Power is usually someone close to and trusted by the CEO. 6. Return on investment. As a salesperson, you have to develop some sort of ROI projection tool for your business. This helps you to communicate the value of your solution, hopefully to power. Spot your zebra. Now that we have the information at hand, let's turn it into sales revenue. Determine your zebra by comparing your prospects to your zebra profile. We will minimize the zebra profile into a few statements that describe what makes your solution truly unique, where it fits well, and who would or should buy it. We'll create a simple tool named the Push Button Zebra and give you a downloadable template to use to even make it easier. Here's how you turn your zebra profile into a PBZ. Identify the most important characteristics of a true zebra for each attribute category of your zebra profile. For each category, create a short description of your zebra's characteristics, and then develop a brief description of what your anti-zebra would look like. Insert this information into a spreadsheet and begin scoring prospects. The push-button zebra scoring will become second nature to you gradually. You will enter a score on a continuum from 0 to 4 for each attribute. Once you've scored a prospect on each attribute, the spreadsheet will add up the scores for a total. This is your Z-score. Define power's pain points. Most salespeople believe that the success of a product is tied to how well it addresses operational issues, features, and functions of a solution. These issues are the concern of middle managers, which makes the sales cycle very long because those managers often sell to their bosses, who may sell to their bosses, etc. That's why we must address the pain points of top management or power, where the sales cycle shortens and the decision lies. Such pain points include competitive advantage in innovation, increasing profits, increasing the value of their brand, increasing customer loyalty, better use of existing assets, improving overall efficiency, improving compliance or reducing risk, improving visibility and control, improving stock price and market capitalization. Explore your zebra's pain points. Review the project documentation of your newly found zebras and ask to see the documentation they used to get the project approved. Also check your zebra's capital appropriation requests, or CARs, used to evaluate alternative uses of the company's available capital. These CARs include financial calculations upon which the company builds its financial goals. Understanding these goals will help you know how your customers tie their promises to specific metrics. Reviewing CAR will uncover information you can use to complete your zebra profile. Who is power within your customer base? What promises did power make to get the project approved? What are the goals of the project? Some companies don't have CAR documentation, but Interviewing Power might provide you with more information than you can find in written documents. Here are some places you can find valuable information about pain points: news, current events, or press release links on the company's website; careers, or any other section on the company's website for information about hiring practices; current openings, company culture, etc. After you identify Power's pain points, find out if they align with the pain points your solution addresses. If yes, then you're working with a zebra. Understanding how your solution can help your prospects address their most important business challenges and opportunities is the crux of the zebra sales model. When you do this, you'll be able to sell to Power and overcome your own pain points. Catch your zebra. Many salespeople dread contract negotiations because anything might happen to destroy the whole cycle, a missing detail, or an uncovered issue. But in the zebra buying cycle, you'll be sure that you have verified your solution's value, provided financial supporting the plausibility of buying your product, and presented the solution cost that makes the value possible. You're now good to go. It's time now to force success by ensuring that Power fulfills promises to approve the project or purchase. The job is not done when the deal is closed, though. Any wise salesman should follow through with after-deal support, services, and adjustment based on any new developments. This will show the prospect that your partnership was worth it. Force success now, because future success requires real past results. Negotiate the contract. If clarifying the pain points, how to overcome them, and solving them with impressive financial metrics doesn't make the negotiation smooth, which is a rarity, leverage the economic value added, or EVA, number produced by the value model. The EVA is the value your solution generates beyond what would be possible if a manufacturer added more capacity, if a distributor added another warehouse, or if a services firm added more people to deliver its services. Now, hold four success meetings to follow up within 90 days from the start of implementation. A follow-up is a sign you're committed. Problems start to surface in this period of implementation. Own them, solve them, and follow up again. This way you prove you're responsible for your part of the deal, and urge your customer's team to do the same. Measure and assess. This is the right time to assess your sales team, and exclude those who score low. Check your processes, refine your tools, and change the culture of your organization into the zebra culture. There's a risk in zebra selling. You're abandoning your reliance on numbers to concentrate on high-value winnings from selective customers you have very carefully qualified. This is not something that you just try for a few weeks. It needs massive effort, or it will not work, but the potential rewards are massive.